Customs and Border Protection enforces 500 laws for 47 federal agencies. Now the agency of more than 60,000 employees has its first comprehensive strategic plan in nearly a decade. Gil Kerlikowske is the Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection. He joins me now with more on the plan. I feel like I should call you Chief Kerlikowske.
You know, I had commissioner, I had chief, I had director. You can call me whatever you want.
But you're a law enforcement guy at heart, so we'll go with chief this morning. All right, so
okay.
This, you have published this now, the first in many years, a strategic plan. I guess, tell us what's mainly in it and how does it change what was there before?
Well, one, it's helpful to have that. We did not really have an overarching plan for all of Customs and Border Protection. And I think the key part of this entire plan is that when you look at the diverse responsibilities of the United States Border Patrol, and then at our ports of entry, our Customs and Border Protection officers, and then our agriculture inspectors, and all of this, both economic and border security, it knits it together.
All right. And I think, as you point out, both in some presentations recently and in the report itself, that there's much more to Customs and Border Protection than simply, guarding the borders. There's a whole bunch of trade and work that you do there. Also, travelers deal with CBP. But one thing I wanted to ask you about, and that is in the area of border control. And you mentioned that you want the agency to become more transparent in the way it uses force and the strategies there. What did you mean by that?
So it's been a significant issue. There's been a lot of media attention and a lot of focus by both the chief of the United States Border Patrol, Mike Fisher, and myself, and certainly with the support of Secretary Johnson. That is that apprehensions of people, there are times that force has to be used. And just like any law enforcement agency that is under intense scrutiny right now, really around the United States, we, one, have to be transparent when use of force is used. And then we have to make sure that we have the policies, the training, and the equipment to give these Border Patrol agents all of the options so that if force is used, it is the minimal amount.
And so have they been re-equipped, the Border Patrol agents, or anyone who has to use force in the course of their job?
They have. For instance, non-lethal weapons such as tasers and other options have been provided. New training programs, particularly out in New Mexico where the Border Patrol agents trained, there's a variety of international fencing just like they would experience when they go to work on the border so that they understand and they're actually being trained in the environment where they're going to work. And then our advanced training center in Harpers Ferry, West Virginia, has a lot of new policies and training, including simulation shooting situations so that they can actually experience what it would be like if, in fact, they did have to use force to protect themselves or others.
All right, so let's zoom back out again to the strategic plan, and you've outlined four basic goals: combat terrorism and transnational organized crime, advance comprehensive border security, enhance U.S. economic competitiveness with trade and travel, and promoting organizational integration, innovation, and agility. A couple of those, it seems as if CBP does impinge, or I shouldn't say impinge on, but you interact with other agencies that are close by, like the Coast Guard, for example. And so
other entities in or components in the Department of Homeland Security, certainly the Coast Guard is absolutely one of our strongest partners. But then there's also Homeland Security Investigations, a part of ICE, because of the enforcement and the investigation into violations of intellectual property rights. And along with the Coast Guard, there's the patrolling of the waters and the airs. And we do that absolutely in alignment with them. This is part of Secretary Johnson's joint task forces that are just by July will actually be up and running. And the Coast Guard is heading up one in the Florida area and through Louisiana. We are heading up another one along the land border, Texas to California. And then Homeland Security Investigations is helping to knit these together so that we can actually go after the human smugglers so that they can get arrested and prosecuted.
And so when employees read this plan, that's, I guess it's been posted for a couple of weeks now, what do you want them to take away from it in terms of how they should view their jobs?
Well, you know, we're also the largest, and you mentioned this earlier, we have a huge role in the economic security of the United States, not just the border security. So after the IRS, we're the second largest revenue collector for this country. Customs has been a part of this country before we were actually a country, 225 years ago. And so when it comes to making sure that cargo gets into the country safely, but is also moved quickly, that's a key component of economic security. And then when you look at travelers, so international travel in this country has been up going on close to 5% for the last couple of years, yet wait times, people being in those long lines at customs, wait times are down in some airports by as much as 40%. People that come to the country spend a lot of money. 280,000 jobs over these last several years, American jobs, have been created. So we have to make sure that we're using the technology, which is one of the main reasons that the wait times are down, in a proper way.
And one detail there I wanted to ask you about with those lines and so forth, and sometimes they're long, but they do move quickly. I mean, at least at Dulles they do. There's a mobile passport control app. I hadn't heard about that one. What does that do?
So you can download on your iPhone or on your Android a mobile app. And so when you are getting off that plane, you can have the information that that Customs and Border Protection officer is going to need. Then you can, with a QR code, go up to the mobile app and get through the process. We think that the less time that one of our personnel has to enter data, and the more that it is readily and easily available, the less time a person is going to spend going through customs, and the more time we can spend on actually scrutinizing, making sure that people that would do us harm, that should not come into this country, are in fact not allowed in.
And tell us about the Center of Excellence and Expertise. That's something that's fairly new at CBP. Who is it and what do they do?
Sure, and they're virtual. There are 10 different centers, and they're along the lines of business. For instance, electronics, petroleum-based metals, aerospace, and automotive. So if you were importing into one of the 336 ports of entry into the United States, depending on the port of entry as an importer, you may get a different answer depending on the port that you're going to. And when it comes to these areas, for instance, electronics, every answer for all 330 ports comes out of those people that are real subject matter experts. They're connected virtually. Three of the 10 centers have authority across all of the ports of entry to make these decisions. Well, that gives the importer the confidence that the answer he's getting in Long Beach will be the answer that he or she is getting in Newark.
All right. We're speaking with Gil Kerlikowske. He's Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection, and you are celebrating a little bit past now your one-year anniversary. And it's been an interesting year because of the surge in illegal immigrants that came over the border last summer. And also, I think, as you mentioned earlier, law enforcement in general is under a lot of scrutiny in the United States for a variety of different reasons. How would you describe the first year?
Well, I'd say that the first year, within a week of being sworn in March of last year, I was down in McAllen, Texas. And that is, as you described, where we had the surge, the vast majority of the surge of unaccompanied children, almost 68,000. Now, fortunately, and for a lot of good reasons, one, those numbers are down this year, and two, we have... We're much better prepared. In case that surge would come again, we have better facilities for transportation, for health care, for food, et cetera. And then from there, we went to the Ebola issue. And you look at the five airports in which people coming from the three Ebola-affected countries must enter. They're all given secondary screening to make sure that that they're healthy and to make sure that everyone else is safe.
All right, so with an eventful year, I mean, do you like the job?
The job is great. I had 5 years in the White House as the president's drug policy advisor, which was a tremendous opportunity. And part of that is that you knit together a lot of other parts of the federal government, the Department of Defense and Education and Department of Justice, all to coordinate and work toward the president's goals on reducing drug use in the United States. And Customs and Border Protection is very much the same. In the beginning of the segment, you talked about the fact that we enforce over 500 laws for 47 agencies, the Food and Drug Administration, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, all of those. And so knitting them together and making sure that we're on the same page and making sure that they know we're a good partner to help them, because keeping the pharmaceutical industry safe or toys that come in to this country for kids, particularly at Christmas time, we've all heard in the past about some of the dangers. Well, CPSC is the frontline organization to make sure that that those kids are protected, and we have to help them do their job because, as you said, we have a large footprint, over 60,000 employees.
And looking ahead to the next year and also to the oncoming summer, in which a lot of people are worried that the same surge could occur of unaccompanied minors or whomever, what are you looking for in the next 12 months?
Well, so we're well into April, and we knew that this surge was huge last year in March and all the way through April. We are at not quite, but almost half this year as to what we were last year. So one, that's all a good sign when it comes to the kids. The most important thing going on for us right now is going to be what's called the single window. It's an automated commercial computer system that we are bringing up slowly and incrementally with businesses and with our other federal agencies. So instead of having all of these import and export documents being done by hand, by fax, by original signature, all of this is being automated. And so far it's going very, very well, and it has the support certainly of the president's executive order signed in 2013, but it also has the support of the people that need it the most, and that's industry and regulators.
And so you expect that to be fully functional by when?
Well, we have November of 2016 is the actual date. But as I said, we're rolling it out incrementally. So there's lots of parts of that computer process that are already being used now. And rather than turn on a system all at once, we're going to take it piece by piece.
All right. And final question to those officers out there, the ones that carry the badge and carry the gun and are really the front line for the United States on the many fronts you mentioned. What's your message to them in year two of you and now that the new strategic plan is out?
You know, as you said, I've spent 40 years in law enforcement, and I love the profession of law enforcement. I think that it is a difficult time, but one that law enforcement is going to do a very good job of, one, being accountable and transparent, and that's what we actually have to do. So I love the profession, but I'm not blinded by some of our faults, and we have to make sure that we're doing everything we can, that if force has to be used, that we're telling the public what happened, why, and that if mistakes were made, we need to correct them.
All right. Gil Kurkowski is the Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection. As always, thanks so much for joining me.
Good. Thank you for having me.